principio. Hello, good evening. This is Jasmine. Thank you so much for calling. Who am I speaking with?
Evening.
How are you doing this evening?
What is this about?
Okay. This is a research company. We are not trying to sell you anything or any kind of type of product or soliciting contribution. We are conducting a service on some important issues. Persistent of residential in your own land. Yeah, I won't take too much of your time if you will allow me to ask you some few questions. And that's it. I would like you to know that there are no rights or wrong answers. You are free to answer don't, no, or to any other questions, okay?
Okay.
Great. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to to the city?
Well, I was born here, but I went away and I came back.
Okay,
I was born in Louisiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I went away for years and I returned.
Okay, so how do you would suggest yourself, what, native or recently moved to?
Well, I consider myself a local, yeah.
Native then? Okay. So let me also ask you this. Do you define your racial as classification as African American, white, Hispanic, Latin, Asian, or Native American, or other?
Well, I'm white, but I'm one-fourth Oglala Sioux. I'm one-fourth Indian.
Oh, okay. All right. What part is for you? You don't mind me asking.
Not a Louisiana Indian. It's South Dakota.
Oh, okay. And let me ask you this. What are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans?
Well, it was very easy to get around with, but I had to change apartments recently, and I'm paying a lot more rent, and my air conditioning isn't really as good as it should be, so it's, you know, I'm 82. It's a little uncomfortable now.
Okay, so what will you say that is the most cost living on New Orleans?
Well, I'm just not going to be able to afford to live here much longer.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
I don't think it has enough services for older people. I do take the bus, but I've lived in other places that have more service.
Like when you say more service of
Well, better transportation, senior centers that have, you know, I mean, they have food banks, and I am getting this from the Jewish Center, but that's because of my Medicare supplement. It's not because of the city.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, so let me ask you also, overall, would you say that you are a very satisfied or somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following, the monthly cost for electricity and water? What will you say?
Well, I just moved here. I don't know what my first electrical bill will be because the landlord paid the electricity at the last place, but my costs have gone up about $600 a month, and that is partly because of the electricity that I'll have to pay.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you the other one. That preparation public character school students are receiving for college or career, what will you say about that?
I didn't understand what you said. I didn't hear it. What did you say?
Sure. What will you say about the preparation public characters school students are receiving for college or career?
I left here at 17, so I went to Washington and worked in the daytime and went to night school. I don't think there's good education, good public education here.
Okay, so let me ask you the other one, and let me know what do you feel about it. What you pay for food and household is good?
I don't have a big budget. I in fact, I would take the bus most of the time, but I do have to use the Uber. I don't have anyone to help me. I'm unusual. I'm not married. So most people here have family, and maybe their churches help them. I don't have that.
Okay. So let me ask you, what will you think, what will you pay for food and household? Is it good for you?
Whatever I get, my Social Security and a little pension is probably not going to take care of very much because it went up so much.
Okay. So let me ask you, the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense, would you say that you are very satisfied or somewhat satisfied or a little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
No, right now I couldn't take a disaster. As I said, I don't have a car. I'm paying this rent. I don't have any family here, so I have to think possibly about moving to another place where I have friends.
Okay, I understand. So let me ask you, what would you say, how do you feel about safety from violent crimes?
Well, I'm not walking around at night. my street is pretty safe, but there are a lot of things going on. Yes, it would be nice to have police patrols, like, you know, in some other cities, police drive around the neighborhood, but they don't do it here.
Okay. So what you pay for household mortgage or rent? What would you say about paying for house, mortgage, or rent? Are you very satisfied on the price, or are you satisfied?
No, I'm not satisfied, but I didn't have time to look, and I wanted to stay in this neighborhood.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this other one. What do you think about availability of affordable housing? Are you very satisfied with that or not satisfied or neutral or somewhat satisfied?
Satisfied with it. I don't think they're, especially this neighborhood has Airbnbs. They're not, they let the rent double. I was here at Katrina. I know what the rent is like now.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask you the other question. What would you say about equal economic opportunities for people like you? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, neutral, or little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Well, my working life was in a place where people were paid better. I don't think, I know a lot of people leave here right after school, and they have jobs in other states. I don't think the state is keeping up with it at all. They're losing good people. This state is losing.
Okay, so will you say that you are very satisfied or not satisfied or little satisfied?
Not satisfied. Not satisfied.
Okay. Safety from, what will you think about safety from property crime? Are you satisfied with that or are you not satisfied or somewhat satisfied or neutral?
What are you talking about, the poverty or the crime?
Yes, the poverty. The safety
this
from
is a very low income level here, but I don't know what you can do because they're not creating jobs that pay anything. It's jobs in hotels or, you know, services. It's not, they're not creating jobs for educated people.
Okay, and will you say that you are very satisfied or somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with that?
Not satisfied.
Yeah.
Okay. So the let me ask you this other question. What do you think about you paying for basic utilities such as electricity and water? Are you satisfied with that, or somewhat satisfied, neutral, or little satisfied, or not satisfied at all?
Well, I don't have to pay the water, but I know the electricity bill is going to be very high. So I'm not satisfied with that.
Okay. Let me ask you, have any of the following been a not at all insignificant, not very insignificant, somewhat insignificant, or very significant because of stress in your life during the past year? I'm going to ask you this question. You can let me know what do you think about it, okay?
Okay.
So the health of your family member, are you very significant or somewhat significant, neutral, not very significant, or not at all significant?
I'm the only person, so I don't have any family members.
So what would you say? Not at all significant or not very significant?
So it would be better if I had someone, you know, I've been sick and other people have helped me, but it would be better if I live with someone, sure, you know.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that at least someone else also help you out. So let me ask you this other question. Your ability to get around your community and the city, do you feel that you are very satisfied with that or somewhat satisfied, neutral, or not very significant, or not at all significant?
Well, I'm getting around okay, you know, because the bus is here. But with the heat, I do have to pay for Uber sometimes to the hospital, well, medical appointments. It would be better if they had more senior transit.
I understand. So will you say that you're not very satisfied or
okay,
not
very satisfied. Not very satisfied.
Okay. Let me ask you for that other question. Meeting monthly household expense, do you feel that you are very satisfied with that or somewhat satisfied or not significant?
I'm really not buying anything but food. I'm going to have to buy some clothes soon, and I am paying, you know, copays for the doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that well with that.
Oh,
not satisfied.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you this other question. The safety of your family member, will you think that it is not at all significant or very significant or somewhat significant or neutral or not very significant for you?
Well, it's significant, but as I told you, I don't go out at night much. I don't worry about it. My neighborhood is right by a church, and there are nice people living on both sides, so I don't worry about it.
Okay, so you would say that that would be somewhat significant or very significant?
Okay,
for you?
Somewhat significant. Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay, my other question for you would be your job stability. Do you think that is very significant for you or somewhat significant, neutral, not very significant, or not at all significant?
What was the first thing you said?
Your job stability?
Oh, remember that I'm retired. I'm not working.
Oh, okay. So that would be not at all significant? Or
no, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this other one. Now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence or some confidence or very little confidence in the major and city council accomplish the following, okay? I'm going to read five of this, and you let me know what do you think about it. So the first one, it is improving the city street and traffic light. Do you feel a lot confident with that? Somewhat confident, neutral,
no,
very
I'm
little?
I'm not so confident at all because I, you know, the streets around here are terrible.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask you this other question. Improving garbage collection in the city. Will you feel a lot confident, somewhat confident, neutral?
No, sir, good.
the garbage collection on the street is good.
So will you say that you lack confidence with it, or somewhat confidence? Or
it's good. I'm confident with it.
Okay, so let me ask you that other one. Creating more better paying job in the city, will you feel a lot confident, somewhat confident, neutral, very little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Well, I have very little confidence because they're not improving the city enough for businesses to want to come here.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me ask you this other one. Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhood. Will you feel a lot of confidence or somewhat confidence or neutral or very little confident or no confident at all?
Well, this neighborhood is good, but yesterday, just a few streets away, this Esplanade was flooded. So they're not doing right over there. I mean, it's very close to me, but my street's fine. It's high.
Okay. So what will you think about it? A lot of confidence, somewhat confidence, or neutral?
Yeah, I don't have confidence. I don't have confidence that they're doing it.
Okay. So let me ask you that other question. Making the city safer, will you feel a lot confident, somewhat confident, neutral, very little confident, or not at all confident?
No. I'm not confident because they keep losing police. They don't have enough police.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask you this other question. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years, will you feel a lot confident or somewhat confident or neutral, very little confident or no confident at all?
No, I don't feel confident that they're improving life. So.
Okay, so let me ask. So that would be very little confident or not confident at all or neutral or somewhat confident?
Very little confident.
Okay, so let me ask you, in your opinion, do you think the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
No, I don't think they're doing a good job.
So what would you say, that you think that is is excellent, good, fair, or poor job?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Now, let me also ask you. Now, I would like to also focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Will you say that you feel safer about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago? What would you say?
It's about the same.
Okay, so somewhat less safer or much less safer or neutral or more safe?
Well, as I said, it's not safe, but I don't go out alone at night. I take precautions.
Okay, thank you. So let me also ask you this. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Employing opportunity.
Well, there's not enough jobs. There's not enough to keep the young people busy. They keep stealing cars.
Okay,
they need more to do.
Okay. Do you have a transportation? Not enough public officers. Too many guns. Lack of access to mental health or social service. Housing, education, opportunity. Personal and family problems, released on bail for the violent crimes or other. What will you say? So not enough employment?
Not enough. Well, they're not being prosecuted. They're letting everybody out.
Okay. So let me also ask you this other question. For each of the following, please tell me if you think it will be a very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. The first one, it says providing counseling and social service for parents and adults. Will you say that it's very effective or somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective, or not at all effective?
Not very effective.
Okay. Let me ask you this other question. Create more opportunities for job training. Will you say that you are very effective with that? Somewhat effective, neutral, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Well, they should create more opportunities.
So how do will you feel with that one? Very effective with it, or somewhat effective, or neutral, or not
somewhat
too
effective? Okay, somewhat.
Okay, let me ask you that other one. Better coordinating between criminals, courts, and the New Orleans Police Department, to inform sentencing. Will you feel very effective with that, or somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective, or not at all effective?
I didn't understand what that was about the sentencing. What
sure.
is it?
Let me explain to you. So what will you say how you feel when it comes to better coordinating between criminals, courts, and then in the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Well, they have to do, bring people to trial. I don't know how to answer what you're saying. Just go on.
Okay, so will you say not at all effective or
not at all effective?
Okay, so let me ask you. The other one is implementing a community-based citizen and police response to nonviolent crime. How do you feel with that? Very effective, somewhat effective, or neutral?
Somewhat effective.
Okay.
Are there a lot more questions? I'm getting tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just a little bit more and almost done, okay? Okay. Yeah. And let me ask you this other question. Increasing the police presence in your community, do you feel very effective or somewhat effective or neutral or not too effective?
Well, they need to increase it. I don't know how to answer what you said. They need
okay.
to increase the police presence.
All right. Thank you, then. So providing more mental health, social service, and counseling for young people, how do you feel? Very effective, somewhat effective, or neutral, or not too effective at all?
They need to increase counseling.
Okay. So we're almost done over here. Let me ask you this other one. And thinking about creating more opinion for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it will be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans. The first one,
they need to have a lot more housing, affordable housing.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So let me ask you, create more home ownership and finances classes, would you say that would be something very helpful for you or somewhat helpful for you or not too helpful for you, not at all helpful?
Well, I'm not going to buy a house. I had a house and it was a disaster. No.
So would you say that is very helpful for you for it or for the community, or what would you think?
It would be helpful if the community had some financing.
Okay.
Public financing.
Okay. So what would you say if a building micro house such as tiny cottage or shipping container to offer or affordable housing in a small space, do you think that would be very helpful for the community or not somewhat helpful or not
no,
too helpful?
It's easier to have small rooms. You
okay.
need large space.
A lot more space. Okay. And what would okay, so let me ask you, on your opinion, building accessory dwelling units, a small home with a separate interest on an existing property, will you say that is very helpful for the community, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Not so helpful.
Okay. And what will you say if it, for your community, convert vacant public school and commercial building into affordable apartments, condominiums, will you say that would be very helpful for the community, somewhat helpful, not too helpful?
It would be very helpful. Very helpful.
Very helpful? Okay. Thank you so much.
So are we finished?
Almost done. This is the last time that I'm going to ask you, and I will let you go, and I'm really going to appreciate you giving me that information. That will help us a lot. So the last ones, it will be for each of the following statements. Tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic characters of the neighborhood changing to attract new influence residents in historical disvested neighborhood, parents more challenged to find affordable housing for local citizens. Do you think that would be a strong, do you strongly agree with that, or do you somewhat agree or neutral or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that?
Well, I just want to say this neighborhood has all these Airbnbs in it, and it has just, a lot of things are empty, and it's lost residents. The original residents, people don't live here anymore.
Wow.
So this neighborhood is ruined. Yeah.
Okay, so will you say that you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree or neutral?
Well, see, I'm lost in what the question is. You want more people to move in? Is that it?
Yes. What will you say if they try to the neighborhood present more challenge to find affordable housing for local citizens? Will you strongly disagree or somewhat agree or strongly agree or neutral?
Well, they've lost the people already, the people who used to live here. I don't know how to answer what you're saying.
Okay.
They're just going to have higher income people who don't live here a lot of the time, and they're not really interested in the city.
True. So the last, it would be that what would you think about if they make these changes on New Erlin, the process of the social and economic character of the neighborhood changing to attract new influence residents in historically disvanished neighborhood present as loss of culture for the city? Will you think that strongly agree or somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Are you saying that bringing in new people will affect the culture?
Yes.
Different people? I don't get that.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Will you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree or neutral?
Well, it's already happened. Do people who are from New York and other places already live here and they're not interested? The church across the street has very few people.
Okay, so you will say that you strongly disagree or you strongly agree with it or somewhat disagree or somewhat
agree? I agree that bringing in new people will help this neighborhood. It needs to have the old people.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. So now I'm going to read you the names of several elected office. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve or strongly approve, okay? The New Orleans City Council, do you strongly approve with them or you strongly disapprove or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve of them.
Okay. How about the New Erlin Police Department? Do you strongly approve with that?
I do not agree with the people in charge of the police.
Okay, so let me ask you, how about Major Latoya Contrell? Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve, neither or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disagree with her.
Okay.
Do not approve of her.
Okay, so how about... So Ranch and Water Board, will you strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Did you say the sewage and water? No,
yes.
I don't approve of them. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, finally, think about the future of New Orleans. For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree or somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. Do you strongly agree with that or strongly or somewhat disagree or neutral?
I agree with that. They already have.
Okay, so let me ask you. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents. Do you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree, neutral, or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Well, I'm neutral because I don't think they're living any different than their parents. Their parents didn't live well.
Okay, I will, how about this one? I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Do you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree or neutral or some disagree with it?
No, I disagree with that because they can live better elsewhere.
Okay, the quality of life for me and my family will improve. Do you think that strongly agree with that or somewhat agree? Or neutral with that one, or disagree?
No, it's actually going the other way. I mean, it's, anyway, the quality is going down.
Okay. Okay, as we conclude this service, I have to ask you some questions for aesthetical purpose. Let me ask you, stop me. At the range which best describe your household income, okay? Do you, in your household, do you get less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, or $50,000 to $74,000, or $51,000 to $74,000, or $75,000 to
$99,000? Less than $35,000.
Okay, and then stop me when you hear the group that contain your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 to and above?
Above, yeah, 61 and above.
Okay, stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school grade, graduation, some college or trade school, college graduation or graduate or professional school, law or medical?
College graduate.
Okay. Do you own or rent your own home?
I rent.
Okay. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No, I don't have any children.
Okay. Do you have any extended family member or non-relative living in your household over the age of 18?
No, I don't.
Okay. What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Own a car, public transportation, rideshare Ubers, or bicycle, motorcycles?
Well, public transit and Ubers. Both.
Okay. So this concludes our service. So thank you so much for answering all my questions, ma'am. I really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Everything that you answer is really helpful for us. I really appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Ay, no, por fin. Ay, ¿cómo me sale esa si no me... Finally.